Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the Mother-Daughter Bonding Network, a place where mothers and daughters come to nurture their relationships. How is your mother-daughter relationship? If you're not living your best mother and daughter relationship, welcome to the show. Questions? Call 347-539-5078. Now, here's your host, Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher. Or you can just call her Dr. Bessie.
Good morning, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Dr. Bessie, here at the Round Table with mothers and daughters around the world. I just want to say this morning, I thank you guys for getting up and joining me this morning. And I just imagine in my mind mothers and daughters from around the world sitting around tables and having their favorite drink and taking notes and having discussions. That's my vision. And if I keep saying it and keep saying it, it will manifest into a reality. So I see it, I believe it, and it shall happen. That's my belief system. Father God, this morning I just want to thank you. I thank you for first and foremost for life and for the opportunity to serve you, to be chosen to affiliate mother and daughter conversations and healing processes. Father, I thank you for mothers and daughters around the world, and I ask that you bless each mother and each daughter as it penetrates in throughout the whole family to fathers and sons, creating the unit that you designed in your mind, that you saw your vision as a complete healthy family. Father God, I just thank you this morning for giving us an opportunity to serve you. You know, when I get up in the morning, I just first think, what is it that I can do for you today? You know, sometimes I don't feel like I'm worthy in some ways, and then I have to go back and say, yes, I am. Through Christ, I am. I'm worthy to serve you. I am available. I'm willing. And that's why we get up on Saturday morning. I just want to thank every mother and daughter, Father, the Spirit of touch to come on and listen. And I release myself to the Holy Spirit, that the Holy Spirit will speak to mothers and daughters around the world. The Holy Spirit know their heart and where they're hurting. And this morning I'm asking that he will say the one thing that will heal that hurt between a mother and her daughter, creating healthier families, stronger communities, and a better world. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, it's a beautiful Saturday morning. A lot of things happening. I'm excited. We've been off for a couple weeks, and we came back last week. And we had a conversation that we'll kind of talk about a little bit, but won't go into a lot, but because we want to kind of move into another area today. But we're also dealing with love. I want you to understand, you know, I told you a few months ago that God just placed the word love. He said, you know, I want you to do the love tour. So when we're talking about love, no matter what it is, if you just focus on that word love, what does it mean, the power of it, the first commandment, you know, love. Love will keep you from doing things that your body would want to do. You know, your body just, the physical just want to do crazy things sometimes, but you could just stay focused on the word love. And that's where we are. We're working out our topics and saying, okay, how does this topic fit in love? And that's what I want you to concentrate on today as we go through and we have a conversation. And, of course, I'd love for you to just text your friends and family or email them and give them this number, 347-539-5078. That's 347-539-5078 to listen to our conversation today. And if they want to join in, have a comment, just click one. And I will do my very best to get you on and be a part of the conversation. Again, I'm your host. I'm Dr. Bessie. I'm here at the round table with mothers and daughters around the world. And as I said to you, each Saturday morning, get your pen, your paper, and your favorite drink and sit back and relax. And I said earlier, and I know people are coming on at all times, for those who are just coming on, you know, I just imagine seeing mothers and daughters around the world just sitting around at the round table talking. We want you to listen to the conversation, and then we want you to generate an extended conversation beyond this program. Create mother and daughter round tables in your community, being able to talk about issues, help each other, because we are, as they say, God says, our brother's keepers. That don't mean brother, brother. That means sister, mother, father. We are responsible for each other. And that comes right out of that love. The love. Love your neighbor as you would love yourself. And sometimes we don't think that our daughter is her neighbor. We don't. You know, we look at it like, okay, neighbors are people that live in our neighborhood. Not necessarily. That's not the end of the definition. That's just a part of it. Your neighborhood can be, when you think about it, in your house, because you and your daughter have a neighboring relationship in some way. And I know that might sound like, okay, where is she going with this? I just want you to understand, don't get fixated on just houses and buildings and roads and dividing into neighborhoods. It's your brother, it's your daughter, it's your sister, it's your son, it's your husband, co-worker. See, we got to look at love will keep you from being ugly to people. It will keep you from saying things that, you know, will come up in your mind. So as we're talking today, we have a stimulating topic this morning that we're going to kind of branch off into that whole trunk of love, mothers, the aged women. And, you know, it's amazing. I tell people that in the morning when I'm getting up, sometimes I wish that I could get a topic on Friday or up in the week. And, you know, and I know why I don't get it, because first it didn't. It took me a while because the Holy Spirit don't want me to create what I think I want to say. So I get it sometimes a few minutes before. I got it this morning about 35 minutes before airtime. Because I'm saying, Holy Spirit, what are we talking about today? What are we talking about today? And I'm glad, because I probably would start doing some research and adding something to it, you know. No. That's not about that. It's not about you, Bessie. It's about whatever the Holy Spirit wants to say. And he said, mothers, age women. Now, we did a series on this years ago, and it comes from Titus 2. And it's, I think it's 3 through 5 there. And so I went and I pulled it up and read it again this morning just to refresh my mind. And I'm thinking, okay, all right, we'll see what the Holy Spirit is saying about this. And it kind of took me back to what we were talking about last week, because it's going to tie back in. because out of love, we have a responsibility. So our stimulating topic again for the newcomers are mothers, the aged women. I'm thinking this morning we're supposed to have a guest. I have not, I'm not sure. Let's see. I don't see her number. I went to the switchboard just for a moment here, and I don't see her number on here. So hopefully, oh, yes, I do. Yes, I do. I see it. We have a guest this morning. So many numbers, I have to really look. Forgive me. And I'm excited about her this morning. She's with attorney Nakisha Lester. I met her about maybe a couple months ago. We met and had church. I'm talking about a young lady that's fired up, excited. She ministered to me like you would not believe. And it was a love connection right out of the gate, right out of the gate. Dr. Bentley introduced me to this young lady. And even if we go a few days and don't talk or a week, it's just like the Lord will place us each other on our hearts and just, you know, call. And we call in this just at the right time. So when I was thinking about it this week, I asked her, so would you like to be, it was last week really, would you like to be on the show for this week? And of course, her schedule allowed her to do this. She's very busy. And she said, yes. And I am excited about what the Lord is going to do to this young lady today and the message that she's going to bring. I'm talking about, you're going to enjoy this. Calling her my sister Lester. she really is. And I'll be with you in just a moment. I just want to give you some background so that everybody can kind of come to the same thought. Last week, a stimulating topic was help, I'm turning into my mother. Now, the foundation for our conversations are based on Ezekiel 16:44, as is the mother, so is her daughter. And today, I'm just going to hit on that just a little bit so it can bring us up to why the Holy Spirit chose the topic, mothers, the aged women. See, when I hear about someone saying, I do not want to be like my mother, or I hate my mother, or you just don't know my mother, Dr. Fletcher. She pretends to be this person when she's in front of you, but when she's home or in the car, when she's not in the public's eye, she's a totally different person. And like I say to most of you, I am a Christian clinical psychologist, and these are clients that sometimes are young girls. Some of them are girls that are in their 20s, and some are girls that are in young ladies that are in their 30s. But in the back of my mind, I'm saying to myself, what would make a young lady say, I hate to be like my mother? I do not want. I mean, they use the word hate, too. I've heard that. Or she does this, and she's just hypocritical, and I don't see. They see the change in the behavior, and she's just a hypocrite. She goes to church, and she speaks to Mrs. Jones just like she like Mrs. Jones. Good morning, Mrs. Jones. How are you doing? Don't you look pretty today? Yet I've heard my mother talk about Mrs. Jones on the phone to her friends. See. That's what we're talking about. Love would not allow you to do that. See, when you're working out of love, agape love, God love, you cannot say something ugly about someone else. Your spirit will be vexed. The Holy Spirit would not allow you to do that and lay dominant if you got the Holy Spirit in you. He's going to rise up and you will feel something in your belly that will just tighten up. You know when you've done wrong. That's why your mother used to say, you know right from wrong. Because she knew. She was aged. She has the experience. She knew. Because I used to say, how does she know that I know right from wrong, or that I'm telling the untruth? How? Because the mother's aged. She has wisdom. She's already been through that game that you're playing. Where's the responsibility? The responsibility lies in love. How much do you love Jesus and the word that he delivered from the Father? See, we can't do some of it and decide we're not going to do the other part. But yet we're waiting on the blessing. If you're working out of love, you can't talk about your friend, your daughter, your mother, your coworker, your neighbor, and grin in their face. I mean, how do you feel when you do that? How do you feel? Do you feel convicted? See, it takes us back to, as is the mother, so is the daughter. Whatever the daughter sees in the behavior and the words of the mother, those things are planted. The visions are planted, the words are planted inside the subconscious mind of the daughter. Now, if you are aged in any way, shape, and form, and when I say age, I'm talking about wisdom. You've been here for a few years. You've been through a few things. You've learned some things. And God has brought you through it. And you look back at it. And you got a testimony that you can share with somebody. That's wisdom. So now, what do you do with this wisdom? Do you keep it? Do you take it with you to your grave? Or do you share it? See, when I look at Titus 2, and it says that we are to help the young girls. We are to help them, you know, learn how to treat their husband, how to keep their house. Sort of bring you back to the virtuous woman. You know, it's a tool that you learn over years, trial and error as a mother, that you want to transfer those pieces and nuggets of wisdom onto your daughters. And when I say daughters, I'm not speaking primarily of your biological daughter. I'm speaking of daughters. Anyone that falls in that age bracket, a younger woman, they could use your wisdom. But the world has twisted this thing. Now I want you to think about this, mother. The world has twisted this whole process of Titus 2. I remember when I was a young girl, I knew not to be disrespectful to an aged woman. I knew if I said a word that was disrespectful and that woman went to my mother and said, "Do you know Bessie said?" And I've gotten caught in that many times, I'm telling you, because I used to use the word. Well, I knew that was a spanking. The lady would spank me, and my mother would spank me. So it was a double spanking. And it was okay. My mother thanked her. Thank you for spanking her. I'm like, how are you going to thank somebody for spanking me, and then you're going to spank me too? I thought it was so unjust. But it was the respect of the aged woman. I'll never forget one time I was, when I was little, we used to put in tobacco. And I was handing. I wasn't very big. I was probably about 5, but I was always around the barn. And I'd pick up, my job was to pick up the leaves and, you know, and I'd make money because I was always an entrepreneur in spirit. I was just always trying to figure out what I could do to make money. I wasn't big enough to hand the tobacco fast enough. I wasn't big enough to string the tobacco. So, you know, I would get the sticks and bring them to them, or I would pick up the leaves when they dropped. You know, that was my way of making money. And I made money doing that. But one particular day, I'll never forget, this lady had no children, but she was everybody's mother. And she asked me to do something, to stop doing something. And I said to her, I don't know, I thought I must have lost my mind for a moment. She was a big lady, and I'm just trying, the name is trying to come to me right now. I don't know how I forgot that. She was very big. I'd say she's probably about 5'11", big in stature. Everybody was afraid of her. So I told her, I said, well, you know, you can't tell me to stop. You're not my mother. Now, I know most of you are saying that's my age. I must have bumped my head. She said, excuse me? And I had the nerve to say it again. I was off that day in my mind. She picked me up by the collar of my shirt. And when she put me down, I'm telling you. And then she told mother. My mother said, good. And then I got another spanking. So what I'm saying to you, I'm not saying spanking is the answer. I'm just telling you my testimony. I'm just telling you my story. It didn't hurt me. But what I do know, and I remember the other things that she did. She used to set us down and she would talk to us. And she would tell us about life. She shared her wisdom. She shared things that we should do as a young lady and things that we shouldn't do. She didn't have any daughters. She didn't have any sons. She didn't have any children. But we were her children. We were her children. And I remember two ladies like that, that were in my mother's friends. They took us all on as their daughters and their sons. So when we are speaking about age, compare that now to today. If you attempt to say something, not alone spank a child, come on, spank someone else's child, the mother would just absolutely go crazy, would not even consider the fact that this is an adult, this is an aged woman. But then again, sometimes mothers are looking at, well, she's not carrying herself in a way that she should chastise my child. See, it's a twist on it now. But we got to go back to it. We got to go back to it. We got to go back to Titus 2. We're responsible. God has requested that we do it. And regardless of what, it's how you do it. Things may change, but you got to adjust it. You got to go to that mother. You got to help that mother. We got to educate. That's why we get up on Saturday mornings, to help us all look at that we are responsible to raise up a whole new generation. I can't do that by myself. I can get up on Saturday morning and no one on here but me. I'm going to do it every Saturday morning. That's my role. To God, we have mothers and daughters around the world that tune in. You are on. If you're on, just imagine others are on. And our reasonings for coming together is that we learn. But when we get the message from the Holy Spirit, which the message today is Titus 2, I want you to go to your Bible. I want you to pull it out. I want you to read Titus 2. And don't say, oh, I know what that says. Oh, I'm familiar with that. Don't be so familiar with God's word. You can't be familiar with God's word in a way that you think you know it and you know all about it. Because if you go and read it, meditate on it, ask the Holy Spirit to show you what he wants you to do. If you read it before and you got revelation, well, if you read it today, you're going to get a different revelation. You're going to grow because you have grown. You have been elevated. He's not going to tell you the same thing he told you before. It's going to give you a new revelation. You can read it every day. Get a new revelation. How can I help a young lady? How can I help raise up a whole new generation? How can I help God fulfill his plan for the kingdom? Because that's the only reason we're here. We're here to help God, and he asked me to facilitate mother and daughters. And that's all that I do. So I want you to think about it. And obviously he's touched your heart, because you get up on Saturday morning and we come together and we listen to the Holy Spirit and we hear what the Holy Spirit has to say about mothers and daughters. Don't keep it. Don't hold on to it. Don't be selfish. And I'm saying it in a loving way. We are to pass it on. It's not ours to keep. We need to pass it to our mothers and daughters on our job, as we pass mothers and daughters on the street. Have you ever heard of mothers and daughters on Saturday mornings coming together and talking? Would you like to improve your mother and daughter relationship? Share what the Lord, ask the Lord, what do you want me to say to this mother and daughter? You know, I'm just chosen to facilitate. But if you hear, your spirit was touched to call in. I didn't call anybody this morning and ask you to call. You called because your spirit nudged you and told you to call, because the spirit want to use you to pass the message on to mothers and daughters around the world. So with that being said, I'm going to go to the switchboard and I'm going to click on here. Let's see, to our guest. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. I don't think I got your bio, but I'm going to let you do that.
Okay. Okay. I am well. Hopefully, my voice won't take away from the message. I've been battling with a little touch of just laryngitis, and so it might not be the clearest, but we definitely pray that the message is understood.
And it will be, definitely.
Amen, amen. Well, I am so grateful to Dr. Fletcher, really, for extending me this opportunity of this wonderful Saturday morning to be a part of the conversation, because that's what it is. It's a conversation. I don't believe that anyone knows everything, but together we know enough to help each other, to cause each other to be in a better place. I know that sometimes our situations may not be the same, but through our testimonies and through what God gives us, you can help me. And so I know if we open up the phone line, I know that we get so much profound wisdom on this morning. But I do thank her for giving me this opportunity, a few minutes to share. I wear, like she said, so many hats. But the most important hat for me is being a servant of God. I mean, I am a lawyer, practicing a lawyer, a mother of, I went from three, but recently got married, so six children. I run several businesses, including a nonprofit, I Am Good Ground, which actually was birthed when I was single. And I still continue it because of the needed, I believe, need for such an organization. It's an organization that's called I Am Good Ground that really helps single parents and children of single parents. And at the end, I'll leave my information, that way you guys can connect with us. It was one that I started. I Am Good Ground was given to me by God, because when I was a single mom, it was so difficult. And I tried to understand, God, how can I be the best possible mother to my children? And this revelation came to me, I Am Good Ground. And as I began to declare it, he said that there's no mistake. There's no child that ever comes into this world that's not here because I do not allow. And so a lot of times, even though it may not have been the ideal situation, every child is here for a reason. And the calling to be a mother is a call that is ordained by God, because not everyone gives birth. But when he does give you that calling to actually birth children, and that's a significant call. So that's what we do there. And I also help my husband, who has a bullying program, which is called the Bully Awareness Network, because we know that that's a prevalent problem. As Dr. Fletcher started off with a message on love, we really got to get to a place of loving each other for real. And when we love each other for real, we can heal people. We can be restored. We won't have all this violence that's going on in America and our communities. If we really understand love the way that God wants us to love each other. And like she quoted that scripture about even loving your enemies. And I think sometimes love is the most misunderstood word. And that we think by saying it, it's one thing. By pretending to love each other because based on what they do for us, we believe that's love. And we know that there's several types of love, but the most important love that God has given us is that to have agape love, which is you love people regardless if they love you back, regardless of what they do for you, but you love them. And that's sometimes where we just really have to start conversations from, the place called love. And as I was seeking God in terms of what to say, I mean, I speak about so many things, but I always say, God, you tell me what you would have me to say, because that's the most important thing. And when we get to that place of really seeking God of what we should do in any situation, we know that the message will always be right on time. And I thank each one of you guys for listening, because you didn't have to get up on this Saturday morning to hear any of us, but you did. And so I pray that God will give you a word through this message. Now, in talking and sort of kind of piecing everything together, you know, I was really led to share with you my own personal part of my not even just me being a mother, but just growing up. My parents had gotten divorced and really understood, Sandy, what mothers did. What were they responsible for? And I didn't really grow up, I think, with the love of my mom that I should. And I think as I've gotten older, I've kind of tried to understand, and God, through his help, has really given me a profound understanding of the role of a woman and the role of a mother. And so growing up, as I started to say, my parents got a divorce really early. And my biological mom did not play a significant role in my life. I was actually raised, my sister and I, by my grandparents. And so we grew up in a home where there was a mother and a father, but it wasn't my biological mother and father who got a divorce very early for me, and being in like the third grade. And I think for me throughout my life, I struggled with who I was. I struggled with who I was because the issue was I really felt that I was missing something. Even though my grandparents were lovely people, they taught us love. I was raised in a home where Jesus was what was talked about. I said to myself, I said, Lord, can we get to a place where we really get and understand, can I get to a place where I really understand love and love in a significant way? And so I struggled. And I went through a lot of rejection, just not feeling loved, not feeling accepted. I mean, everywhere I went, and I really believe it was because of my family and the reason I didn't have my family in my life like that, or at least my parents. But like I said, I had a great foundation, and that's so much so as I grew up with a lot of bitterness, a lot of, I think, hatred. I just everything. I mean, like I said, I wasn't receiving love, but it was something missing. And then when my mom finally came around as I got older to try to play a role, I resented that. I resented her, and I felt like, you know what? There's nothing you should be able to say to me because nobody didn't know where you were for years, okay? And so I hate it from a very strong place. And she tried. And there was one thing that my grandparents always did is they taught us who our parents were. So there wasn't an issue that our parents were, you know, not in existence or any of that. So it wasn't any of that. But it was just that they didn't play that role. And so as I grew up and I got in sort of bad relationships, really, you know, whether it was dating and stuff like that. But I realized after doing an assessment that I was running away instead of confronting my pain, my issues, which oftentimes we do, and we have to understand as women, we harbor things. And see, when we get a hold of things, that's why God gave us a womb. We birth out stuff. It can be birthed. We can birth out stuff that's good, or we can birth out stuff that's harmful. So that's why we have to be careful when we have bitterness and when we have hatred, because we then begin to birth out more hatred, more rejection, okay? Even in the spiritual realm. And this is what God, I realized that I was doing. And how we sometimes then realize, how do we get in these situations? Well, it's true. You tend to connect with people and situations that mirror who you are. And so a lot of times we don't want to believe it. We don't want to see it. And we try to look at people around us and say, those people are crazy. But why are those crazy people around us? And a lot of times it's because we are exhibiting a feeling or an attribute that's negative that we never really dealt with. And so with a mother, the role of a mother is to be that of a nurturer. And when you are missing that type of person in your life, you never really get to that point of really having someone to really show you love and to experience, because that's the role of a mother. And even when we go back into the Bible, when we see back in Genesis, when God created the woman, she was created to be so many things. To that of a man, obviously, but the woman is a really significant person. Not only is she a mother and she nurtures and things like that, but as I even said, she gives birth. She has to be the one that gives. She takes hold of the seed and she gives birth. And the other thing is she's a helper. So if you ever understand yourself and why you always want to help it, sometimes, you know, as women, we can be everywhere. We in our business, somebody else's business, you know, family business, we are. But by the very nature of who we were created to be, we were created to be helpers. And so when we understand our significance, even if we fast forward and go into Proverbs 31, that woman is really that chief administrator of the home. You know, she's the one that she holds it down. She takes care of her children, her husband, even putting him in a place in the world to even carry out the vision that God has given that man. So we got to understand the purpose of a woman. And the reason why we have so many issues in our society is because we're out of order. The woman's out of order. The man's out of order. And therefore, the children is out of order. And if we can understand how to really fix society, we have to fix ourselves. And that's why this platform that Dr. Fletcher has, with even dealing with the women, is very important, because when we can get the women to understand who they are, then we understand the significance of what we've been called to do. And see, when we understand the significance of what we've been called to do, then we will start to think of ourselves as the queen, as the people, as the chief administrator, as God has created us to be. But see, oftentimes in life, the reason why we're messed up is because we're going through life trying to figure out who we are. And when you come from a place or a home that's broken, so you're trying to find who you are through broken pieces. And see, the thing that God is really ordaining for us to do as women is to get ourselves together, not allow ourselves to be validated by just a man. Because most of us think, well, if we just get married, then everything will be all right. But listen, if you messed up when that man marries you, then you're going to be messed up after he marries you. And see, the thing that we have to understand is if we're not in the right place in God, then we cause that man not to be in the right place. And so this is why we have to understand God and roles and our position. And so as we even start to ask ourselves, and even if you haven't had this conversation, see, I talk to myself all the time. And that's not because I'm crazy, because people say you talk to yourself. That means, no, I'm not. I talk to myself all the time, because sometimes you got to talk to yourself. You got to have self-talk. And you got to say, Nikisha, what is it that I'm missing? Because I do this all the time. Nikisha, what am I missing? What is it that I'm trying to, why is it life, why is this happening? You see, sometimes you got to have this sort of reflection with yourself so you can understand how to be in a better place. And what God says is we got to develop in character. Oftentimes we have issues because we got character flaws. And what kind of character do we must have? God said in Genesis 1:26 that he created us in the image of him. Which means we have to walk, which my husband preaches this message all the time, in the spirit of excellence. And what that means is that we understand not only our attitudes and the mindsets we are understand, not understand as a woman, but understand it from God's perspective. And carry on the perspective and the mindset that God is trying to get through us. You see, all of us are representatives of God, all of us. Not one of us have any role that's more significant than the other when we come to understand who it is that we are. But one of the things that we do have to understand is that when we do get to a place of really understanding who we are, when we will get a clue that we are, it's because the world around us is changed. You see, a woman should be able to show up when she knows who she is and she knows her a particular assignment. I don't care if it's a businesswoman. I don't care if it's as a mother. I don't care if it's as a friend. When she really understands who she is and operates in the spirit of excellence, the world is changed. You see, even though the man, according to the Bible, is placed as the head of a home, and that's true, because he's supposed to connect with God. He's supposed to get that vision from God. And the man is supposed, and the woman is supposed to follow God according to the scripture as that man follows God. And see, that's one thing that we have to understand, that God believes in hierarchy. But even in that situation, the man, that woman, when she knows who she is, even in that home, even though the man is given the headship, on paper, when she's in the right place, she influences that man's behavior. And so we don't have to underestimate our power. Now, he does tell us that we got to do it with silence, and we got to do it through our actions, because sometimes I'm that type of woman. I could be very aggressive. And even in marriage, I got to understand, okay, sometimes you can't just talk, just listen. And then if it doesn't sound right, just go and pray. You know, because we are, men, they need a lot of help. Even if they declare themselves to be the head, they need a lot of help. That's why God said, woman, you're helpmate. Mm-hmm. And sometimes they don't realize how much they need your help until sometimes you're not there. And they're like, okay, see, if she was here, my meals would have got cooked. See, sometimes they appreciate you when you're not there. But see, the thing is, but even in that, God says, know who you are, woman. Woman, know who you are. Mm-hmm. And see, when that man is given that vision, men don't realize they need a woman. God never wanted any man to be by himself. That's why he said that men should not be by themselves unless they have a calling to be there by themselves. But men, oftentimes, God says they can't birth that vision out. They can't birth it. They don't have wombs. They can't birth it. And so this man is walking around here thinking, why do I have such a big vision, and what am I supposed to do? Because he got to get it into a womb of a woman. See, once you get into a womb of a woman, that very dream vision that God has given you can be birthed. And see, this is why we got to get ourselves together. You see, God doesn't say, woman, you're supposed to sit here and think that, hey, you know, take a silent role or take any of that back burner. No, God made us significant beings. Delicate, that's what very delicate, not that he said take on the role of a man, but understand your purpose, understand your role. And this is why this is the season that God is calling it, restoration and recovery. And for the women that's on this line, I want you to hear me, as this is a voice of God, is that this is the season that God is restoring you. And you are recovering things that you lost. Many of us have gone through situations that have us broken and disgusted with ourselves and our lives. The enemy wants that. You know why he wants that? Because if he could keep you down, that means you're not doing what God is calling you to do, right? So The thing is, what he is saying in this season, and I want you guys to hear me, is that he is restoring what you lost. He is restoring your innocence. He is restoring even your very thoughts, the thoughts that you had once upon a time you had of yourself as being a great woman of God. He is restoring it now. He said he wants you no longer to think that your past has to dictate your future. He says, I called you before you realized even before who you were. I called you even before you were in that bad relationship. I called you even before you were in that domestic violence situation. I called you even before you were rejected by your family, by your friends. I called you before all of that. And he said, this season, if you understand that the plan he created for you was great, you are going to walk into the things that he has called you to be in this hour. He said he no longer wants you to think that you're the tail when he created you to be the head. And to take your rightful place in the kingdom. Everything that you thought you lost, even your mind, some of us had to lose our mind so that we could get to that place that God breaks us down and can be able to use us. For who? His glory, right? That's what he's saying. And that's what he's doing right now. He's calling you into newness and oneness in him. And he's saying, today, my daughter, I want you to understand that you are that diamond, that it may have had some dirt. It may have been dropped a couple of times. It may have been buried, but he is causing this diamond, you are the diamond, to be uncovered this hour. And he wants you to walk away from this negative thinking. He wants you to walk away from all these things. Even you don't have to begin to repent right now for the things you've said about yourself, for the things that you've allowed people to say about you. You need to repent. And you're going to start to see God's manifestation. You're going to start to see his greatness come out of you. Because we all, women of God, we all are created great. And we all have been created for a purpose in this hour. Go give birth. Go and find whatever it is God is calling you to be. And that's what he's given me to say on this hour. So I hope you guys have been blessed. I thank you guys for extending me this opportunity to hear me. You know, sometimes I got to cut myself short because I could probably keep you on the phone for a couple of hours. And I know we only had an hour, but I only had 20 minutes. So I think I'll be on that. But I thank you, Dr. Fletcher, so much for allowing me to today. Thank
Hello.
You.
Hello. You kind of went out there a little bit. Listen, I told you 20 minutes or whatever the Holy Spirit says. So the Holy Spirit definitely, I know the audience, I can feel sometimes in my spirit when they feel you got them. They're captivated. They heard you. That was the message. See, you blessed me so much. Every time I talk to you, audience, this is what I get every time I talk to her. She is just God placed in my life. And, you know, as much as I give, you know, I have to be fed too. This is the way we came out of the gate, right? We came out of the gate. She was prophesying to me, talking to me. And I'm like, oh, my God, thank you. I just feel like he sent it just for me. But I didn't want to be selfish. I wanted the world to hear you because you're such an anointed woman of God. And I know my audience. I know I have people in here that have been with me. We've been on 5.5 years. They have been with me from day one. So I know their story. And you touched on so many stories. And as you were talking, different ones were popping up in my vision, this vision of them popping up in my head. And I was thinking, oh, my God, God's talking to this one. God's talking to this one. And the whole time, God is talking to me. So,
Amen.
I words just cannot. I don't even know the words to say. God just bless you. I just say congratulations to your husband.
Thank you.
Your family. Connected together. He has such a wonderful helpmeet. I know he's just probably thinking, oh my God, you know, thank you, Holy Spirit, for finding, leading me to where I need to be. And that's something I said this week. I said, you know what? I have so many women, you know, as being a Christian clinical psychologist, I have so many women come to me, I want a husband, I just want to get married, and you're right. If we're not together, we can't really help someone else. But I said this week, I said, you know what, Lord? I said, I'm not even going to think about it because I'm the helpmeet. And he's defined me. And if he's defined me, then he has to use the Holy Spirit because I'm a spiritual being. I work out of that realm. So he has to use the Holy Spirit to find me. And if he don't use the Holy Spirit to find me, then, you know, hey, his loss. I'm going to keep serving and keep going. And this is what I'm telling them. Don't get so desperate. You know, your husband found you because the Holy Spirit, I believe, led. That's just my belief system, that the Holy Spirit led him to you. And what a great find. Because the two of you serving God on this level, and, you know, of course, I have not met your husband. I've not talked to him. But I know he's got to be equally as powerful as you are. Not for God to bring y'all together, because he said you got to be equally yoked. And I thank you for blessing me, and I want to open the lines up. Anybody want to say anything? I know she touched your spirit. And let's see, we have a caller here. And this might be somebody we know. Let's look at this number here. Good morning. Good morning. Let's see here. We have the last number is 2416. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, I'm blessed and highly favored. I just really enjoyed the word that my wife had delivered there, and just, you know, enthralled by the whole message. And definitely, as she said, the spirit of excellence is something that I minister to others as well as to myself on a daily basis, as we have to put on the full armor of God, which represents that spirit of excellence, dealing with the mind, body, and spirit on a daily basis, constantly seeking and improve in all those areas.
Well, I am so glad to have had her on this morning. It's wonderful talking to you. I've heard so many wonderful things about you, and of course, I look forward to meeting you in the near future.
Yes.
Thank you. Allowed her to come on, and I look forward to connecting. I know you have an event on the 20th of September in L.A., so I'll push
that out, correct.
And get it out to as many of the people that we know. I'm supposed to be out in L.A. around that time, so hopefully I'll get to see you at that time. Any words you want to say?
Wow. Yeah, I would definitely look forward to you coming out, because really, this is definitely anointed by the Lord. And, you know, as my wife told me, she said, you're walking in your anointing. And when you're walking in your anointing, everything falls into place. The things that we think should happen, and if they don't happen, God has got a better plan for us. And when dealing with this event, you know, God has really connected me with the right people, and definitely they're coming out in groves to support. So I look forward to everyone coming and receiving their healing, receiving their message that God has for them. And, you know, because we got some phenomenal speakers, you know, and hopefully, you know, my wife will speak, and, you know, we'll keep on a time limit. And but she is, because the anointing could take over. And but other than that, we are really, and I'm very thankful for her, because, you know, it's such a blessing when God puts you with somebody that shares your vision and you share theirs. And and that's the dynamic of this, you know, is just really looking forward to not only disempowering women, but empowering couples, where they can understand one another, understand how important people's past is, and helping them to the road of recovery and restoration.
Okay, that is very good. Well, I look forward to the beautiful flyer, nice lineup. I'll see what the Lord says and hopefully see you there. Thank you for calling
yes.
in.
Yes. You. Okay, you're welcome. Okay, God bless
right.
you and God bless everyone.
Oops, I'm sorry. I hit my button just a little too fast there. Okay. Nakisha? Good morning. Are you still there?
Yes.
Okay. That was a wonderful comment from your husband. I thank God for it. I can hear it. And I'm going to let you have the close out. I wouldn't want to take that from you. You were so powerful.
Okay.
I just feel like you need to say your final words and then take us out in a prayer.
Okay, awesome. Well, I certainly am so glad and honored, like I said, just being a part this morning to be able to share. And I just appreciate, I want to encourage you this morning too, Dr. Fletcher. I know sometimes you may kind of second guess sometimes your platform because sometimes you're like, God, it's so great. But as I've already ministered to you, Lord God, you are really, I mean, to you through God of what he has said is that you are really at a season of your life that you're about to explode, especially with the platform that he is giving you because so many women are hurting and broken. And they're trying to find out who they are. And they're going to different places, whether it's a man. And obviously, we can't go to anybody but God to find out who and why he has created us as a woman. And so, and especially when we see so much going on in the world to kind of even eradicate the very original thought and the plan that God has created a woman to be. But the thing is, I want you to stay encouraged. And I want you to continue. And every person on this line as well who might be in that same place as if they're saying, God, why me? Yes, you. Because no one can do what God has called you to do. And you are a very powerful woman, Dr. Fletcher. And I want you to know that. And you are going to set many people free from a lot of what they've had to deal with by themselves. And I want you to know that you, I'm just a phone call away if you ever, ever need me. And even and my husband, who's very powerful as well, I can't wait. You guys will be blessed by him, too. I take notes every time. Even we conversate on a regular basis, and I just take notes because he's so powerful. But I again, thank you so, so much. And I love you guys. If you guys want to reach out to us, I am on Facebook. We're on Facebook. I'll share with her, and maybe she can email it out, all of our different Facebook sites as well. And I love you, so I'm going to go ahead and pray. Dear Heavenly Father, God, we thank you so much, God, for who you are. Thank you for giving us the words to say this morning, because we could have been in a different place. We could have been, Lord God, under a different time, but you had us here. And you had us, God, at such a time as this to be in this place. Thank you for the words that blessed us, even myself. Thank you for showing up. Because, Lord God, I didn't know what you would want me to minister till I started to open my mouth. And, Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, that it was a right on time word. And, Lord God, I pray that you bless every caller on this line, Lord God, those that may have wanted to ask a question. And we're nervous, but I want you to give them the answer, Lord God, to that question that they had, Lord God. And I pray, Lord God, that you have your way today, Lord God, that you will mold situations and turn them around, Lord God, and cause them to be in another place, in a right place with you, Lord God. God, we thank you and we honor you, Lord God, and we pray that we come to a place of God, knowing who we are in the body of Christ and not minimize our role or our purpose, Lord God. God, you are awesome, and we thank you, Lord God, for everything, Lord God, that you are allowing, God, to be done. And we say thank you, Lord God. Thank you in the name of Jesus, Lord God, and every prophetic word that you have spoken, Lord God. Lord God, allow it not to fall on deaf ears, Lord God, but God, to fall on it on an active, Lord God, ear, Lord God. God, that will move forward, God, in the things, Lord God, that you are saying today. God, we thank you. We honor you, Lord God, because you are so faithful to us. You are so, God, good to us. And, Lord God, we know we're not worthy of it. But, Lord God, you said yes. And, Lord God, thank you. And we ask these and many other blessings in your wonderful name.
Amen.
Amen. All right, audience, that's it. I can't do nothing with that but say amen. Thank you, Attorney Lester, and God bless you. You guys have a great week. That's our show. Bye-bye.